Maybe my home's on the road. The road's the only place I feel at home. I don't know if I'm ever gonna get back again this way. The road's the only place I feel at home. Feel at home.
Hello and welcome to the My Home is on the Road show. My name is Dave Manning. This is the show that brings you music and stories from the road. As many of you know, I make my living playing music in bars and casinos all up and down the western states and more recently over in Scotland. I fell in love with a beautiful Scottish woman at Burning Man and found myself over in Aberdeen, Scotland for the past few months, and we're going to finally bring you some music from Scotland this week. Mary lives up in Aberdeen, or just outside Aberdeen, Scotland now. She used to live in Edinburgh, and often goes down there to visit her roommates, or as they call them here, flatmates, in the old Victorian flat where they all live together, which is probably a five, six, seven room flat, and as I mentioned, very, very Victorian in all of its trappings. It's very a gracious building, and they have it decorated in a very eclectic style. If you can imagine a group of very artistic type folks gathered in a old Victorian flat in a very cosmopolitan city in Scotland, well, that's where I found myself. And last time I was up there, about a month ago, two of the flatmates, Tess and Ross, who are a married couple, invited me to come down and join their band in a gig at one of the bars there in Edinburgh. And so we're gonna go some tape now when I'm just walking down the street towards the flat, and kind of so you can kind of get a lay of the land, what it's like to be in this town on a beautiful, beautiful spring day.
Daddy was a joker, he never won my heart. He twirled on all my toes and he pulled my world apart.
Okay, I'm walking down the street on the way back to the flat in Edinburgh, and just passing the Zane Halal food store, where there's a couple guys standing outside smoking cigarettes, watching over the display of fruits and veggies all in crates outside the grocery store. And then just on the corner of the side street is the black painted facade and in gold lettering. It says International Bar, and there's a couple other guys smoking cigarettes. Best pint of IPA in town for £2.20 advertised on the chalkboard outside one of those strangely bulbous cabs that they have in Britain. Just went by, and just rounding the corner now to where there's the huge big green open park on the right with the tree lined walks, and there's all kinds of folks. It's a beautiful sunny day, which is kind of uncharacteristic of this place, and there's folks sitting in the grass and strolling through the park, the trees canopying overhead, and there's a red maple and a green maple. And there's a dog running around, a group of people camped out with drums and guitars in the middle of the park. And walking down the street, looking to my left, there's four-story tall apartment buildings, like many of the buildings in town, all made out of sandstone. And like the flat where the Scottish girls live, they're all Victorian looking, with little carved facades over some of the windows carved out of the sandstone, but yet a lot of the facades and the carvings are crumbling in and kind of falling apart a bit. And there's bushes lining the side of the road here, and with wrought iron fence and gate that the bushes surround, and there's a wrought iron archway with bushes all growing through the archway over that sidewalk leading up to that door that I just passed. And looking out on the park again to the right across the side street, you can see the rows of trees cherry blossom trees in full blossom, and when the wind gusts up, some blossoms drift down like snow. And there's a vine of flowers that's climbed all the way up the four stories of the apartment block right outside that door. You can tell these gardens are well taken care of and tended by someone. They're about maybe 10 feet out from the building to where the wrought iron gate and fence is. And it's all gardened in that uniquely British style with many different styles of plants. So they are organized, yet look not so organized, but in a very aesthetic way. And walking up to the door of the flat here, just going to ring the bell, see if they'll buzz me in. Okay, just push the button there. Oh, that was the door. Now we're going to go to place I want to record all the vocals for my next album, because there's such a nice echo in the stairwell. Wise men say all the fools rush in, but I arriving at the red door with the brass lion. So walking through the flat now, I wish I could show you a picture, but it's radio, so that doesn't work. Anyway, yeah, the ironing board is there, and the floorboards are all really old wood, about 6 inches wide. Floorboards, you can see the nails, and the finish is worn off in quite a few places. And the doors are all tall and white and oak paneled, and ironing board in the hallway, gold tinsel Christmas tree sitting next to the radiator in the hallway. And there's an antique Singer sewing machine propped on the radiator, and some miscellaneous gigantic pothead plant, and an antique wooden bench. And Emily's room is like a freaking 50s extravaganza, all kinds of fashionable things. But what I literally like to do is sit by the third floor window propped open and looking out across at the park, which is a city park. It is like a miniature Central Park in New York City.
You've got split ends now, you've got chipped teeth, your toe is missing from your chewed off feet, your face is made.
There's huge trees. I'm on the third floor, and the trees go way higher than the window across the road. And so they must be 4 or 5 story tall trees. You can see the trail, kind of the cycle and walking paved trails, goes right along parallel to the road inside the park. And there's always a menagerie of people walking by there. Earlier there was a actually, all day long, there was some folks camped out playing drums and had a little barbecue going. And just watching the people go by is quite interesting. Just a little while ago, there was an older couple, must have been in their 60s, and the man was pushing a woman in the wheelchair. And I'm assuming that might have been his mom, perhaps, and they were pushing her through. She's obviously not able to walk, but enjoying the park on a beautiful Sunday evening. And I was looking at how tall the trees are and thinking to myself that at some time these trees must have all been small, and all of them are
a lot of them are very close in height, and so maybe in age, and so maybe one time the park was full of little baby trees, and maybe that old woman remembers when the park was just baby trees, and she's getting wheeled through it in the twilight of her life, seeing these trees that have grown up in her lifetime. There, we're hearing some from the band Shots Were Fired. That is the band that Tess and Ross, the flatmates, are in, and invited me to join in a three-band lineup with them. And the first band to play is a band called Bag of Bags, and then it was Dave Manning, the piano man, and then it was Shots Were Fired. And the gig was set for Saturday night at Henry's Underground Bar, which of it literally is, like many things in this very, very ancient city of Edinburgh. Things have been buried and unearthed, and there's actually a number of tours that you can go on if you visit there, where you get to visit the haunted parts of the underground in Edinburgh. And I guess even during the plague back in medieval times, many of the victims of the plague were just kind of shoved into basement vaults in the city and just sealed in there behind bricks. So there's all kinds of crazy things under the city, in places where you can be on a road and then you look over a railing and there's a road going below the road. There's a whole other street scene down there. And Henry's is about what you would expect. It's you get to it's about 10 blocks from the flat, and you get there and walk down a pretty steep set of stairs down to a landing, and then you go in the door of the bar, and they had a incredibly short woman as the doorman, and she was taking a few pounds from everybody going in the door, and the sound was run by what looked like to be like a 25-year-old ex-punk. And she did a pretty good job. And so we're going to go to some tape now as the gig gets wound up. And we're going to hear some from Bag of Bags. And their idea was to do instrumental versions of tunes you've heard before, and but do them in a very, very unique way. They have the instruments to listen for here. They have a saw, so listen for that sound. And they also have what's called an air organ or something, or an air piano, a wind piano. I actually forget. They mention it in the interview right after the song. But it's an instrument that has a small... if you can imagine, it's a motorized accordion, is pretty much the concept. You don't have to actually pump any bellows. It has a little fan that generates the wind needed for the accordion. And they've got on the right side of the stage, there was a guy with a touchpad that was programmed into all these different sounds and loops and beats. And so he was doing his thing, and they had a bass guitar player and a drummer. And so we're going to go now hear a little bit live recorded in Henry's Underground from Bag of Bags.
By Phil Collins and Philip Bailey.
Ah, right on.
that's on you, so.
That's our new one, yeah, the last one.
Oh, it's right on. Really cool. Tell me, so you have the clarinet, you got the saw, and the...
Winds organ, beats, cello, yeah, bass, guitar. Yeah, too many. What do you need on stage for us to leave behind for you?
Yeah, just a chair.
Thank
you. Okay, we'll give you a hand on with the keeper.
And my set at Henry's Underground went pretty well. A little sound hiccup in the middle there, but the sound gal got that taken care of pretty quick. And then shots were fired, took the stage. And you have to understand that this is a pivotal gig for Shots Were Fired for a number of reasons. Number one, this was the second gig that they'd ever played in public. Number two, it may very well be the last gig they're playing in front of. It's also, well, it's the first and the last gig they're playing in front of many of their friends at Edinburgh, because some of the members of the band might be leaving for other locations in the near future. And so it's a very unique opportunity. This is actually just the kind of thing I've been hoping to get on the radio, on the My Home Is On The Road show, music that you wouldn't find anywhere else. So we're gonna go now, we're gonna slip into some of the live stuff recorded at Henry's, and then I think I'm gonna try and fade into the same song off of their demo CD, because then the words come out a little bit more clear, but we'll see how that works.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
Thank you.
sat down with Tess and Ross the next morning in the flat as we were all kind of drinking some coffee and recovering from mild hangovers. And, well, morning, I use that kind of facetiously. It was probably about 1 in the afternoon, and then talked to them how they felt about how their second gig ever in public and what might be their last gig in front of a number of their friends in Edinburgh went. And Tess might mention this, but one of the things to keep in mind is Tess is actually from near Vancouver, Canada, somewhere over in that part of the country. And one of the songs that they talk about has to do with a bear. So listen for that, and we'll hopefully be able to spin that tune right after we listen to a little bit of the cool down interview with Tess and Ross of Shots Were Fired.
So how did it go?
I think it went well. It felt like it went well. And I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was really scary at first.
It was a really good crowd. It was because it was our first gig with this sort of home crowd in Edinburgh. Where, you know, we've all sort of lived in Edinburgh in the past. And so lots of friends, and they were all really warm and
It almost made me cry, looking at everybody being so like loving. I like looked out and everyone was just like beaming with like love for us, wanting to like us, hoping to like us, and I think they did.
That's good, they were on your side.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, please, please be good, because that would be really embarrassing if it wasn't.
They were not a tough crowd.
Mm-mm.
No.
It was good.
That's the thing now, I guess, we have to go and play gigs to more strangers and try and win them over.
Yes. Mm-hmm. People that don't already love you.
Yeah. It's like, I've won your heart, now listen.
You curiously said you felt better after the gig than before.
Yeah, before is scary. I'm kind of like, I got on stage before we actually started the gig, and I was standing there waiting for everything to be ready. I could feel like that kind of like hot bubble around your face, feeling a little bit like you lost your breath and like maybe borderline panic attack, but like nothing too serious, nothing that would, you know, pass out or anything. Although you never know. Ross knows what to do. He's got the drag her off stage and pretend to stay out. Desperate to everybody.
Hey, where does your music come from? Or something.
I think it's because we all have really different influences. Like, I'm really kind of rock and country, and Ross is a bit more dreamy, Radiohead-y, and Dave likes his kind of fucking something beat. Dave likes his drum beats. I don't know what kind of... Joe's just on the bass, and then you throw an accordion in there, and you're like, what? And the accordion's not used, like, classically.
Yeah, I think me and Dave had never... Because Dave and I played together for years and years and years, since we were, like, 13. And we'd never done something so kind of Americana-y before, so for us it was quite new, like, to work with Tess and have those kind of influences, especially in the way she sings. You know, she's always been into that kind of country style singing.
Also the Misfits. And, I love Glenn Danzig's voice.
And yeah, and she's a bit more kind of, I guess, punky in some ways than other people we've worked with. So I guess it's like a kind of combination of those different influences. And and then, yeah, like, throwing in the accordion and stuff just puts a twist in it, I suppose. It's not the kind of instrument you'd expect. And
no.
That kind of thing.
The bears embrace will trace your face. The bears embrace will take your place.
And the bears embrace was based on a book, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a book by Patricia Von Teagam or something like that. But she basically got mauled by a bear right in like the twilight, like the beautiful honeymoon phase of it with her husband. They were going for a hike in Waterton, which is like an hour and a half drive from where I'm from, and she got mauled by a bear, and she didn't die. But she got totally disfigured, and it just fucked the rest of her life up, and she was really, like, crazy and, like, would go in and out of psych wards. And
didn't her, like, husband leave her as well?
I don't know if he left her. He didn't leave her in the book.
Oh, right, okay.
But she gave birth to a Down syndrome baby, so that was a bit, like, not necessary in all the things she was dealing with, to, like, that was really hard for her, and, I feel a bit like it's mocking her, but I think the book is written really melodramatically.
And she eventually killed herself.
That's not in the book. Because
right, yeah, she wrote the book and then she killed herself. Got terrible reviews. She's like, right, that's what I am.
You've got split ends now, you've got chipped teeth, your toe is missing from your chewed off feet, your face is maimed, can't find your eye, it's lost in leaves and dirt, but your body won't die. The bear's embrace will trace your face. The bear's embrace will take your place. Now hobble to the store, can't find your change. The people can't ignore that you're deranged. Can't stop the twitch, can't find the sleep. You find it pointless to eat.
Shots were fired there from Edinburgh, Scotland, and they do have a presence online, so you can look them up there and check out some more of their music. If you don't have any luck, you can always go over to davemanning.net and drop me a line, and I'll put you in touch with him personally. I want to give a big thank you to Groundswell Media Productions, Nathan and his wife there, for keeping davemanning.net up and running, though I have to say, when they're just about to launch the site, Nathan's wife was a little nervous.
I can feel like that kind of like hot bubble around your face, feeling a little bit like you lost your breath and like maybe borderline panic attack.
All right, you've been listening to the My Home is on the Road show. Safe travels and have yourself a fantastic day.
Where my home's on the road, the road's the only place I feel.